Shavuot Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Chof, and we're holding at the bottom of Yud Tet Amud Beit, and we're in the middle of the sugya of following up on Rav's idea that any time that the Torah doubles a mimer, it's Hichzir Alav, which is his way of talking about Shana Alav HaKatuv, it's L'Ikuva by Mincha, but that's true all over. So the Mashma'ut of Rava is that where there isn't a Hichzir HaKatuv, that there would be no Ikuva when it came to Mincha. And we've got a lot of problems with that. So our first problem is Maskif L'Rav Huna, what about Melach? Now, when it comes to putting melach on the mincha, we don't find a doubling up of that in the Torah. And nonetheless, it is definitely ma'akev of the mincha. And this, of course, is very weird because we just learned in our Mishnah that the melach is not ma'akev. But we're going to be asking on Rav from the shitas that say that it is ma'akev in the following braita, the Tanya. Brit melach olam. Now, the question over here is whether this is the correct pasuk. Remember that the pasuk of Brit Melach Olam is the pasuk in Korach, which discusses all of the Matnais Kohuna. So it says over there, Kol Trumas HaKodashim, Asher Yarimu B'nei Yisrael Hashem, Natati Lecha Levanecha, etc., etc., L'chok Olam, Brit Melach Olam, which L'chora has nothing to do with the Aveda of the Mincha. And therefore, it's a little bit strange. We're bringing a raya from the Matnes Kohuna that the Mincha has to be Brit Melech Olam. You must admit that that does not seem to be what pasuk we should be bringing over here. And the truth is that the Rabbeinu Tam changes the girsa every time that the Gemara brings the pasuk of Brit Melech Olam in this way. He changes it to be referring to the pasuk of Lo Tashbit Melach Brit Elorecha Mi'al Minchatecha. But Brit Melach Olam is not referring to this at all. So what we'd be referring to, according to Tosfos, would be the pasuk that is in the beginning of Vayikra, about Menachos. And Lemaisa, the Gemara, is going to be darshaning that pasuk later. But the truth is that that pasuk has so many different parts that we're going to look at it in really three different ways, because that pasuk, if you take a look at the beginning of Vayikra, is v'chol korban minchatecha b'melach timlach. So that's one. V'lo tashbit brit melach brit elohecho mi'al minchatecha. That's two. And then it repeats at the end, al kol korboncha takriv melach. We're going to ask later on, why isn't that itself a doubling of the pasuk that we should be asking Akasha on Rav that it doesn't double, it does double? So all of that we're going to be raising as we go along. But right now, let's just take it as if everything makes sense. And later on, we're going to worry about why it makes sense. So Rebbe Yehuda says, since it uses the word Brit in connection with Melach, that means that Brit is fundamental, and you cannot leave it off and still have a kosher mincha. Rabbi Shimon says, well, that itself, just the lashon of Brit would not be enough. But if you take a look at the place that we use that lashon of Brit, it says over here, the Brit Melach Olam, but it also says, Legabe Aaron, that was given, Haita lo ulezaro acharav, this is by Pinchas, Brit Kuhunat Olam, Tachat Hashekinei Lelokav. So in the same way that we're utilizing the word of Brit for Melach, we're using the word Brit for Kuhuna. And clearly, the Kuhuna is Le'ikuva, Kishim She'iyev Shalek Korbanot below Kuhuna. So we know everything that is an Aveda, if it wasn't done by the Kohen, is going to be Posel. So the same way we need the Kuhuna, we need the Melach. They're not arguing, as Rashi points out. This is just a mashma'ud dorshin. It's a difference of where it is we get the drasha from, but the bottom line is that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that a mincha without a melach is a violation of fundamental brit, and therefore it's not going to be kosher. So how does Rav explain that? If, according to Rav, it needs to be hichzir, where is the repetition? Amar Rav Yosef, well, you're right. Rav actually paskins like our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? That lo malach kasher. So what's the problem? He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but he does agree with our Mishnah. So what's the big deal? I mean, doesn't it make more sense to follow the Mishnah? Good. So everything is great, right? Omar le Abaye, excuse me, that's not what the Mishnah means. I mean, if you think that when the Mishnah says minus something, so it's sans yitzika or sans melach or whatever, do you think that that means that it's completely without it? But we know that that's not true. Because if you think lo malach means you didn't do melicha at all, then you would say lo yatsak would mean that you didn't do yitzika at all, right? We already explained before that's impossible. Yitzika is actually ma'akev. So therefore, what did it mean as we came out? It meant not that you weren't yotzeik, but that a kohen wasn't yotzeik, and instead a zar. So that must be what it means over here too. Achanami. Lo malach kohen elazar. So how can you say, Rav holds like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah never said that you can go without melach at all. Says Rav Yosef, excuse me? How could you possibly think such a thing? That the Mishnah is talking about a case where the melicha, which is done where? Right at the top of the Mizbeach. The melicha was done with a zar. Come on, man. V'chitalel datchash, zar korev l'gabi Mizbeach. How the heck would it possibly be done by a zar if he can't even get near to the Mizbeach? Even the, again, the Levium, it says, Achala Kodesh Vala Mizbeach Lo Yikrevu. We're talking about over there the way that Shevet Levi is supposed to be the Mishmeret, but they should make sure they don't get near the Mizbeach. So Halach is Kama Vekama, that a Yisrael is not allowed to get anywhere near there. So how could we be talking about Malach a Yisrael? So there, when it says Lo Malach, it's got to mean literally Lo Malach, not what it would meant by Yitzika, which is done before it's even brought to the coin, maybe. Fine. Or, you know what? Maybe there's a simple answer. V'bayt ema. Maybe Rav agrees. You tell me, well, I mean, it wasn't repeated. No, the word brit is the equivalent. I mean, we used this svara before in Rav, that saying chok, right, would be the equivalent of repeating it. Or here too, if you say brit, that's the equivalent of Tana Beikra. And all that Rav was saying, if there's no special indication, with a special word in the pasuk that would make it that way, we would not assume that any of the things in the mincha were ma'akev. Hey, what are you guys talking about? What do you mean, lo Tana Beikra? The whole question is ridiculous. It is Tana Beikra. I mean, that's the pasuk. V'chol korban minchotcha b'melach timlach. That's the pasuk that we've been talking about, right? I mean, according to Tosfos, that's the pasuk we've been talking about all along. But since it repeats, v'chol korban minchotcha b'melach timlach v'lo tashbit melach brit elohecha miyam minchatecha, and then it says, al kol korbanecha takriv melach. So, I mean, you can't get more repetitious than that, can you? Isn't that a repetition? So what are we asking on Rav? It doesn't repeat. It does repeat. Again, according to the way the Gemara had it before, it was two separate psukim. But the bottom line is, there's three separate ramazim in this pasuk. Yes, but it's not repetitive because we need this pasuk for something else. This pasuk comes to teach me a very important din only by Likud Tanya. Let's say it would have just said, Korban B'melach. So it would have said, Kol Korban B'melach Timlach. And it wouldn't have said, Korban Minchatcha B'melach Timlach. So what would I have thought? Well, I would have thought, anything that's called a Korban. How about if somebody is bringing a Korban of Eitzim? You can bring a korban of etzim? Absolutely. You can take, we learn that out for a pasuk, because we're going to see, you can commit yourself to bringing a korban of etzim for the mizbeach. Now, if you bring that as a separate korban, you're not saying, I'm bringing these etzim for the mizbeach. Yeah, I'm bringing these etzim for the mizbeach. So then they're just added to the firewood. But if you say, here is a korban of etzim to be put on the mizbeach, then you bring the equivalent of the gizrei etzim, as we're going to see later. And it's a real korban. So you might have thought that you have to put salt on that korban. And how about dam? Isn't dam the essence of the korban? So I would think you have to put salt on the dam, because these things are called korban. Therefore, if it wouldn't be for that pasuk, I'd be thinking the halacha, which is not true. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says mincha. And what is miyuchad about a mincha? Well, a mincha is miyuchedet she'acherim ba'in chovala. A mincha needs etzim from the outside to be brought for it. And therefore, any korbanos that are similar to a mincha that need etzim to be brought from the outside, yes, they have to be brought with melach, but you don't need etzim if you're bringing dam to the mizbeach, and you don't need etzim if you're bringing etzim to the mizbeach, because they burn on their own without requiring other etzim. Now, if that's true, and you're telling me only things that are similar to a korban mincha, how do we know that what makes things similar to a korban mincha is that the mincha requires etzim? I mean, there's another thing that you could be similar to mincha on. I'm not saying that it's not true. It's true. Mincha, you need etzim. But there's other things about a mincha. A mincha is matir, right? Because if you bring the kometz, then that kometz is going to be matir, the shirayim of the mincha. So therefore, we should say anything which is a matir should also need melach, in which case, dam, I agree, don't need the etzim for dam, but it's similar to the mincha in the very fact that it is a matir. And therefore, you might think that dam itself, which is a matir, requires a melach. Talmud Lomar, that's why lo tashbit is said about lo tashbit melach brit at the end of this pasuk, the al minchatecha. Why does it repeat again? Al minchatecha. It started off by saying the kol korban mincha b'melach timlach. So if it says me al minchatecha, it's stressing me al minchatecha. This is a problem, but not me al damecha. So if you're bringing dam, you do not actually put melach into dam. Now you might think that maybe the whole mincha needs melach, not just the kometz, but maybe the shirayim need mincha, need melach. Talmud Lomar, korban minchatcha. Korban is only the part that's put on the mizbeach. Therefore, korban ton melach, but not the shirayim of the mincha, the ein mincha kula to una melach. So therefore, this pasuk is very information rich. Now, if I had this pasuk, I would think that only the kometz has melach. How do we know that even the levona needs melach? Now, this makes no sense. This makes no sense. We just said a minute ago that anything that's like mincha and that it requires acherim ba'imima, right? What just happened? Now, all of a sudden, we're turning around and we're ignoring the whole pasuk that we just made a limud from. The Gemara is going to turn around in a minute and explain what just happened, because obviously, on the surface, it doesn't make any sense. But let's continue as if it makes sense. We have no basis for thinking that we would think that only the kometz. How do we know the levona? Well, I mean, the levona we know, don't we? Because, I mean, the levona is like the kometz because it's put in the same kli as the kometz. It requires an asinas kli. Okay, fine. What about Levona that doesn't require the putting in with the kometz? How about the Levona that's coming just as a carbon? Remember, you can bring a kometz of a carbon of pure Levona. Or what about the Levona that's coming with the in the bezichin of the Lechem Aponim? Now, they're not put into any other kli. and there's no mixing with them of any comets. There is no comets. And so how do you know that those things require melach? Or what about ketoret? Or what about minchas kohanim, which don't have a kmitza? Or how about the chavitim, the minchas kohen Mashiach, which has no kmitza? Or how about the minchas nisachim that's brought together with all of the korbanos? Or how about the emurim of a korban chatas, or the emurim of a korban asham, or the emurim of kachi kachim? We know what that is, right? That's the zifrei shalmei tzibur that were always marble with kachi kachim that come together with the shtei alechem, or even the emurim of kachim kalim. Or what about if you're bringing a korban ayla and every last piece of it is brought on the mizbeach, including the evarim, not only the emurim? And what about an olas ha'of, which is brought on? How do we know that all of those things have to be maluach? Now, again, none of this makes sense, because all of the above requires wood to burn them. So we just answered our own question. So why are we re-asking the question? Again, the Gemara is going to get to this. Why are we re-asking the question? Talmud Lomar, you know how we know it? We know it from Al Kol Korban Echa Takriv Melach. Okay, so now apparently we don't hold of what we said before. So that means that this... The important thing that we brought this for, remember, was just to point out that it's not repetitious, because we needed this pasuk, and when Rav says that it doesn't repeat itself, that's true, it doesn't repeat itself. But can I just go back and understand what we're talking about over here? Omar Mar, you start off by bringing me anything similar to Mincha, you said, is going to be included, in what sense similar to Mincha? It's either a matir, or it has dvarim that are boim ima, which refers to the wood that has to be brought with it, right? So why you're saying now, minayin l'rabot et halavona, amar b'lavona, because it comes in the same kli? What the heck? And then you ask, and what about all of these others? Didn't you just say a minute ago that ma mincha miyuchedet shacharim boim chovala? What just happened over here? Ah, I'll tell you what happened. This is what's going on behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, the Braita is questioning the entire way that we were Doresh that Pusik. Because, you know, that Pusik has a very strong similarity to a classic Klal Uprat, doesn't it? I mean, it says over there, L'chol korban minchatcha b'melach timlach, and v'lo tashbik melach brit alecha mi'al minchatecha. Now, of course, the end of the pasuk is al kol korbanecha takrif melach. So in reality, and this is the way we're going to come out, in reality, this pasuk sounds like a classic klal prat uklal, right? Because it starts off by saying, kol korban minchatecha, which is, right, okay, great. And then it says, lo tashbit melach brit mi'al minchatecha. But then it says, Al-Kol Korbanecha, not only Minchatecha. So it's Klal Pratikla. But what was the thinking that produced this discussion in the Braita? So here's what we started. We started off wrong, because this Braita is not accepting what we said before. What we said before, we already knew all of this. But the Braita here is starting afresh. So we said, well, anything similar to Mincha, in that it's either a matir or that it requires etzim, would be included, which obviously would have already included the cases of the Levona and the Evrei Eila and the Elasa Aiv and the Evrei, the Emure Asham and the Emure of Kachik Kachim and so on. Everything else is included in that. It all requires a etzim from elsewhere in order to burn it. So in essence, we know the answer. But the Braita, starting from the beginning, says like this. It says in that pasuk, korban, right? Okay, so the chol korban, so we have a chol korban b'melach timlach. So that korban is actually a klal, any korban. But then you said korban mincha, so that's a prat. So why don't we say that this is a klal and a prat? Ein b'chlal ela mashe b'prat, which means the only din that there would be a requirement of melach is kol korban mincha would require melach. So How do we have a right to include anything? Because a klal and a prat does not marva a darn thing. Answers the Braita, because since the end of the pasuk is al kol korbanecha takriv melach, so then if that's the case, the words al kol korbanecha is chazar v'kalal. So now we have a klal prat or klal. Okay, now what's the rule of a klal prat or klal? Now, only at this point can we reach the conclusion that we had started out with before we started the Braita, right? And we would say, okay, what is similar to, in what sense is the Mincha Miuchad? Anything that is similar to the Prat, that is to say the Mincha, in which Acherim Ba'in Chovala, it requires Eitzim in order to bring, Af kol shacherim ba'im chovala, and there's your solution. Anything like that is going to be chayev in melicha. So now this was completely consistent with our first assumption. We just now understand the way that we got to this. So therefore, when we started off by saying that it's directly learned from the similarity to mincha, that's before we realized we got a problem of klal uprat. So then when we answered that, no, we don't have a klal prat, we have a klal prat or klal, then we can get back to saying, okay, so what things are we going to be marba with the klal prat or klal? It's going to be marba anything which is similar to the mincha in that it's a cherim boim lo chova, which means wood. Okay, so good. So what did you mean? You mean that a cherim boim chovala. So what were we referring to? Eitzim, right? So you're saying, anything that needs wood to be brought with it is going to be included in this klal prat ukla. But how do you know that that's what we should say? How do you know that acherim ba'im chovala means it needs wood? Why don't we say it needs livona, right? So maybe the idea over here is, Ema, that all things that are similar to the korban mincha here in discussed, which is the kmitza of a normal mincha. This appears right there in the beginning of Vayikra, when the Torah introduces us to all of the menachas. So maybe that's what it means. All things, namely Levona, and what would that mean to tell me? That anything that has another aspect that is coming on the Mizbeach requires Melicha. Well, so what would that include? I'll tell you what it would include. I mean, obviously, that's include something, otherwise this makes no sense. But I'll tell you what it would include. It would include dafka dam. What? What do you need to bring with dam? I'll tell you what you need to bring with dam. You need to bring nesachim. Nesachim? What do the nesachim have to do with the dam? I don't understand. The nesachim are coming because you brought a murim on the Mizbeach, so you're also bringing the nesachim on the Mizbeach. Why are you telling me dam needs nesachim? I never heard of such a thing. Nesachim, ba'adei emurim u'diyasa. Those nesachim are not accompaniment. Acherim boim chovala. They're not accompaniment for blood. They are accompaniment to meat. I mean, if you're going to eat, the Mizbeach is eating. What's it eating? It's eating the emurim. And what's it drinking? It's drinking the nesachim. No? I mean, isn't that the most obvious explanation of the Nesachim being brought on the Mizbeach together with the Emurim? So what would you say it's linked in any way to Dam? I don't see that at all. My taima, achila vishtia. Well, I mean, I could argue that actually Anarabba, kapara visimcha. I mean, look, wine. I mean, drinking wine, it makes you high, right? I mean, that's it's misameach. Isn't that the point of wine? It's misameach elohim v'anashim. So if that's the case, where would we be happy when it comes to bringing a korban? By giving a murim to the Mizbeach? No. We're happy because of the fact that we achieved kapora. And how do we achieve kapora? By throwing the dam on the Mizbeach, which means that that would see the nesachim as actually accompanying the dam because it's being, you know, expressing our feeling about the dam. So kapora v'simcha. So therefore, the Nesachim could actually be coming because of the Dam. So therefore, I should be Marba Dam. Since the Dam is brought together with the Nesachim, according to this, it should require Melech. And there, I mean, where do we get this whole idea about the Levona and the Evorim and so on? If it means that the Boyin Ima is the Levona, it would be Marbe the Dam. No, it wouldn't. How would it be Marbe the Dam? The Levona, if the Levona is Ba with the Mincha. I mean, when we say Ba Ima, man, do we mean Ba Ima? We put the Levona in the same container as the Komets, right? Now, how did the Nesachim get related to Dam in that way? It's not similar to what we say. Just like the Mincha needs Levona, the Dam needs the Mincha needs Levona, the Dam needs Nesachim. Ah, oh, come off it. It's completely different things. I mean, there's no way that the Dam ever gets near the Nesachim. It's not put in the same container as the Nesachim. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn anything out of the fact that the Mincha is brought together with Levona, and therefore it's absurd. That can't be the Ma Mincha, because then what? Ma Mincha af what? There's nothing to say af. The Nesachim and the Dam are certainly, even if you want to tell me that the Nesachim make you happy at having put the Dam, it still is not going to be similar to Levona being Bainima. Excuse me, that's crazy. Let's go back to what we said before. Eitzim, the Eitzim actually makes a lot of sense. We say that just like the Mincha requires Eitzim to burn it, so then we'd be marba all of those things that we just listed. The Evarim of the Eila, and the actual Eila Sa'ov, and the Emurim of Basar, of the Emurim of Kachet Kachim, and of Asham, and of Chatas, all the whole list. So that would make sense. So there, Eitzim, yes, that it matches up beautifully, whereas nothing matches up beautifully with the Levona that's coming with the Mincha, and therefore that cannot be the Af Kol, because there wouldn't be anything else. So Eitzim, Ki Eichad Mishkasher B'Hu Mincha, fine. All of those other things that we listed, they all require Eitzim, and therefore it's a beautiful Diyak, and it's a beautiful Limud, and stop trying to mess us up. So anyway, what we're saying now is that any time that you need the Eitzim, you need salt, right? Now that we're going to be learning out from the Klal Prat Uklal. Well, wait a minute. A Klal Prat Uklal, I mean, we're going to look at the things that characterize the Mincha, and we're going to learn out things that also would match that, right? Okay, so I understand the Eitzim part. You're right. But what about something else that characterizes the Mincha? Namely, not only is it a Mefurash Acherim Ba'in Chovala, but it's also Materet. Aha! So it has a completely different element to it. A Mincha has two things that are Miyuchad about it. It's referring, remember, to the Komets of the Mincha there in the Pasuk. And therefore, that Komets of the Mincha, yes, requires wood, and you'd have to bring wood with it. But it's also going to be matir other things. So we can match up other things that are matir. So then, okay, what things have that? Well, Levena from the Bezichin needs wood, and it's also going to be matir the lechem. Tell me something else that requires, that matches up, okay? In both ways. Show me something that matches both that it's a matir and that it needs wood. Well, there ain't nothing else. I got news for you. And therefore, if we're going to have to match up things to the prat in the klal prat uklal, and the prat is the komets of a mincha, then the only thing that we should be able to be marbe is dafka, the bezichim, which the levona and the bezichim, that's the only thing that matches up. And therefore, we have to bring things that match up in both ways. And therefore, the other things that you included over here, they don't match up in both ways, since when are the Evrei Ha'ela a matir? There's a matir. And you're telling me an Eila Sa'of is a matir? It's not a matir. So how are we calling those things? We're going to learn them all out from here. They're not. Ah, I'll tell you. You forgot something. Remember that pasuk at the end that we said Me'al minchatecha velo me'al damcha, right? Well, if we need that pasuk to tell me that, why? Why do we need the pasuk to tell me that? Would we have thought to be marbadam? Why would we have thought to be marbadam? Because we bring wood? We never bring wood for dam. I'll tell you why we thought. Because we thought we only need to match up one element, either that it's a matir, or that it requires wood. So the very fact that the Torah has to put in a pasuk to tell me, don't worry about adding dam, means that when we're looking at the other side for the match, one element of the match is enough. Vaharaya, it would have been enough for the dam if it wouldn't have been for the fact that the Torah specifically crosses it out and says, don't worry about the dam. So this proves that when we're saying this klal prado klal, it's a klal prado klal that doesn't need to match up 100%. It needs to match up 50%. So if it matches matir, include it. If it matches eitzim, include it. Therefore, everything is now clear. I would have thought we would include dam because it matches matir. Comes along the pasuk to say, no. Minchatecha velo damcha. And I have all of these other korbanos that match up the 50% of the fact that they need wood. Well, that's great. All of those things, in fact, require melach. Beautiful. So this is a lovely understanding of all of the different elements of the information in this pasuk. It's brilliant. Okay, let me get back now to what you said. You said, since it says mi'al minchatecha velo mi'al damcha, you made that up. I mean, it doesn't say velo me'al damcha. Maybe what it means is me'al minchatecha velo me'al evarecha. Huh? How about that? I mean, look, you're going to be including something and excluding something, right? All right, so now you're telling me, well, let's exclude the dam. Well, why exclude the dam? Maybe what we should exclude is something that is very dissimilar from the concept of a mincha, these agricultural products. So not from animal limbs that you're going to put on the mizbeach. Maybe that is why it is that it says velo me'al. Not velo me'al damcha, but velo me'al evarecha. I mean, evarim have no connection to a mincha either. So why should we include the evarim? Well, I'll tell you. If you're going to teach something from this pasuk, that it's saying include these things, but not one thing. So we've got two possibilities, right? Exclude evarim or exclude dam. Okay, let's see which of the things should be included and which of these things should be excluded. So obviously, we're going to exclude the item that is least similar to the mincha, and include the things that are more similar to the mincha. Okay, I'm telling you that evarim are more similar to the mincha than blood is. In what way? Six different ways, okay? And there's a simon for this, an ashban tame. So what does the ashban tame come to stand for? Well, the olive is, like we said, acherim ba'im chovala kamota. Okay, that's that they need the wood, right? Okay. The second thing is that they are ishim. They're burned on the fire. Well, yep, the evarim are burned on the fire, and the evarim need wood. Dam is not burned on a fire, and dam doesn't need wood. Now, there's also the evarim are never brought inside of the heichal. They're only brought outside. Well, the dam is sometimes brought inside. Okay, so then it's bachutz, and that's not true about the dam. And also, dam, you're not chayev in notar, because the pasuk specifically excluded dam from the chayev of notar, if you recall. And therefore, evarim are more similar to the mincha, because you could be chayev if it was left over as notar, you'd be chayev kares if you eat it. And if you're tamei betumas haguf, you would be chayev if you eat it, betuma, which remember, we had a special pasuk to tell me that dam is not mechayev you if you eat it, betuma, saguf, in terms of the din of the dam, of the karma. And not only that, but they are also chayev in me'ila, masha inkein, dam specifically is excluded from those three things by three diukim in a pasuk. There is no nosar, there is no tuma, and there is no me'ila on dam. So therefore, it's much more similar in the six ways to the mincha, not dam. Well, okay, but dam is similar.
The aleph is a mistake?
What?
The aleph and the simen is a mistake? Or just to help remember it?
What mistake? The aleph is
Ashbag a mistake.
Acherim b'ayim chova. What do you mean, mistake? What's the matter with you?
That's the first aleph. The last aleph. The last thing we have was me'ila, which is mem. Is there something for the aleph at the end, a mei?
No, we're talking about the me'ila over here.
But so what's the, why aleph? That would be an ayin.
Why aleph? Maybe it's just a way to remember. Let's see, why aleph? Let me get to it here. I lost my place here completely. I have to get it back. Let's see. We have the term me. No, according to the way we're learning it over here, it's not included. Tosfos says a pshat that it's included here, but Enochinami, I mean, Rashi doesn't include it at all. You're right. Tosfos says that it's meant to be ochel. So these things are ochel kamota, and dam is not. But that's a different way of learning it. You're right. According to Rashi, it's not. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara, but dam havilei l'rebuye is more likely to include dam, isn't it? Because dam is a matir the same way that the minchas kemetz is a manchim, matir. And not only that, it's nifsal b'shkiyas hachama kimota. It becomes pasul belina. And by the way, there's a very interesting Rashi over here that says that the psul of lina that we're talking about is not chal b'shkiyas hachama. The reason that the dam becomes posel b'shkiyas hachama is because you cannot do the zrika at night because of a yom tzavota. But it only actually becomes posel b'lina in the morning, which is not the way Rashi himself learns it elsewhere, not the way the other Rishonim learn it. So it's just a fascinating side point. When is lina chal? Is it chal only the next morning? It's just that it's nifsal because it can't be used? Or those are two completely different approaches. But anyway, so we've got six things that tell us that the Evorim are similar to the Mincha, and we have two things that tell us that the Dam is similar to the Mincha. So therefore, obviously, Hanach Mefishin, and we're going to say that the ones that are more similar are the Evorim, which means that we're going to be Mar by the Evorim, and we'll be Memayit the Dam. Okay. So let's go back to what we said before. We said, Omar Mar, if it would just say, Kol Korbanecha, and it wouldn't have said Mincha, I would have thought Korbanecha includes Eitzim Vidam. Those things are Nikru Korban. I got a big problem with that. Because, look, we know who the Mandi Omar says that Eitzim are a Korban. That's Rebbe. And Rebbe actually holds that you do need melach. So this whole thing doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, I would have thought you need melach? If you hold that Eitzim are a korban, you do need melach. The Tanya, it says, Ki yakriv korban, just korban. Melamed shemisnadvim Eitzim, because it could have just said, Ki yakriv mincha, nefesh ki takriv mincha. So we say korban mincha. You're saying there's another hidden korban here that we're not talking about openly. That teaches me that you can make a nedava of eitzim. And how large does that nedava have to be? It has to be as large as the shnei Gzirei Eitzim, because that is what has to be put on the Mizbeach in the morning, and that's the minimum. So, okay, so then that's the smallest Korban Eitzim. V'cheinu Omer, we see that it's called a Korban, because it says in the Pasuk, Agoraloti palnu al Korbana Eitzim. So that means that they did a, in Nehemia, at the time of Nehemia and Ezra, they had to determine which mishpochas would have the right to bring the eitzim for the mizbeach, and it's called a korban. Rebbe Omer, yes, eitzim is actually a kind of mincha, and it's a korban mincha hein, and therefore it requires melach the same way that the mincha requires melach. I'm so confused. You just said that I would have thought it requires melach, but the din is that it does require melach, according to Rebbe, who's the one who says that it would be called a korban. The Amar Rava, Ledivrei Rebbe, v'tu'anim hagasha, and not only does it require salt, you have to bring the eitzim to the corner of the mizbeach, the dromis maravis, the same way that you have to bring a komatz of a mincha. And Rava says, look, man, it's worse than that. If Rebbe holds that a korban eitzim is a korban mincha, so then it also would require kmitza, which means you'd have to chop up the eitzim in such a way that you could actually do a kmitza on the eitzim. And Rav Papa said, let me tell you something real crazy. According to Rebbe, eitzim would need eitzim, because they're compared to the mincha, and we said the mincha you bring other eitzim for, so the burning of the eitzim would not be the carbon of the eitzim. So then that means that our Brisa, which is going like Rebbe, because it's calling it a carbon, comes out and says, don't think you should put melach on the eitzim because it says dafka mincha. So what am I missing? You're right. No. You're right. If the mincha is going like Rebbe, so then we have to cross out the word eitzim because it makes no sense. So eitzim, in fact, would actually require it. So then, yeah. Wow. So if that's the case, sami mikan eitzim. Now, hold on a minute. If you're going to take out the eitzim, you're in big trouble, because then the pasuk doesn't have any meaning. We're learning out of klal prater klal, right? So klal prater klal comes to include something and exclude other things. So now, if we're going to be including all of these things which require eitzim, as we said, that was the 50% that has to be similar to the mincha, that's acherim ba'imima. And now, according to Rebbe, eitzim require eitzim, which are eitzim acherim haba'imima. So now, what is the klal prat uklal coming to be memayit at all? Afkol, yes. What's the afkol? Please tell me. See, up until now, I understood that af kol means that if it's not similar to the mincha, that it requires eitzim, I thought it was being mamayit eitzim. But now you're telling me, according to Rebbe, eitzim do require melach. So what's the af kol? Dam? I thought the whole point of the dam is that the end of the pasuk is me'al mincha techa and not me'al damecha, we said. So now the whole limud falls apart. We're not learning one single halacha out of that klal prater klal. Nothing. So now nothing makes sense. Oh boy, says the Gemara, you're right. You know what? I'll tell you what. Take out eitzim and put in instead nisachim. That's the only way to make any sense of it. And that's true, that actually nisachim do not require melach. And how do we know? We know because we don't have acherim boim chovala. When you bring nisachim, do you bring wood to burn the nisachim? No, they're liquid. So therefore, as it says in the Braita, aval hayayin v'hadam v'ha'etzim v'haktaret ein t'uni melach. So you see that actually, yayin does not take melach. And how do we know that? From the klal prater klal because it doesn't require acherim bo'emima. So we had messed ourselves up by all the time saying velo midamcha, and what it should say, there's not the velo midamcha there, that's true, but the klal prater klal is coming to tell me velo minisachim. Hey, wait a minute. What you just said doesn't make sense. You said ayayin ve'adam ve'aitzim, huh? But according to Rebbe, the aitzim do require melach. And you said ketoret. But according to the Rabbanan, the ketoret does require melach because it requires aitzim. So this doesn't make sense according to anybody. Who is this going like? Money. E Rebbe, the word aitzim don't make any sense. And either Rabbanan, the word ketoret doesn't make any sense because the Rabbanan said before, kosha acherim boim lochova, and the ketoret is boim lochova. I mean, it says this beferish that there was a bedavka b'roisha shomizbeach mochin akteres. Obviously, there's a malicha of the ketoret. So none of this makes sense. There's no man diomar that we know of that could possibly have said this. So who's it going according to? Says the Gemara, there's one additional mandiyamar of whom you are not aware, that we haven't learned yet. It's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And what does he say? He says, going back to the klal pradu klal, he says, ma haprat mefurash, dova shemekabal tuma, v'eila le'ishim, v'yeshna ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon, Av kol davar hamekabel tuma, the ole leishim, the yeshna amizbeach achitzon. So according to him, the combination of issues is not acherim boim lochova, and not matir, but rather he's saying a mincha is mekabel tuma. A mincha meaning the komets of the mincha. A komets of a mincha is ole leishim, and it's only on the mizbeach achitzon. Okay, so Eitzim are not Mekabel Tuma, even if you hold that the Eitzim of the Mizbeach are Mekabel Tuma because of Chibas HaKedesh, but Chibas HaKedesh is a Drabonon Tainus Rashi. The truth is we've seen that that's a Machlokas elsewhere, but let's go with it because we're looking just at a side point over here. So the Eitzim are not Mekabel Tuma, therefore they're not similar to the Mincha at all. And since it has to be the dam, yayin are not eilin le'ishim, k'teres is not ala mizbeach kachitzain, like the mincha is, it's brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. And therefore, this mandi omar would have canceled, actually, yayin, dam, eitzim, and k'teres. Wow. Okay, I think we'll have to stop here, even though it would be easy to go on another 2 minutes just to get into the, yeah? You're shaking your heads? Okay, so we can get to the two dots. Okay, says the Gemara, what you said over here, really, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. You're saying that the only reason that we don't put melach on dam is because the Torah was memayit the dam. And otherwise, I would have thought we would put melach on dam. I got news for you. If you put melach on dam, it stops being kosher for the mizbeach. So, what would be the point of putting melach on dam and then not having dam that would have been kosher? That's crazy. So the whole avamina doesn't even make sense, because if it would be milche, nafik le miteres dam, because the Iri quotes Rabbi Hanina as saying, if you were mevashel dam, then you, if you eat that dam, you're not going to be chayiv. Why? Because the iser of achilas dam is only on dam that, if it were dam of kachim, would be roi for kachim. But any dam that was cooked is not roi for kachim. In which case, if you eat it, then it's not going to be machayiv you either. This is because the Torah said specifically, adam u benefesh yichaper. Therefore, I'm telling you, kol dam lo tochel. That means that the Torah puts the two issues together. So therefore, if you'd be eating something that wouldn't be roi, so then it's not going to be mechayev you chorus the way the dam is going to be mechayev you. Okay, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about salt. Yes, but Rav Yehuda Amar Zeiri, that therefore, dam shemelocho eno over alav, because meluach is areyu kiroteach. This is a new Gavi rule, which we might have had before, but we're going to be getting a lot of it as we approach Chulin. So meliach areyu kiroteach, we did speak about a little bit, Lagavi Shabbos. Something which is salted has a din of is as if it's hot, as if it was cooked. And therefore, in the same way that cooked dam is not mechaper, meluach dam is not mechaper. So how do you even have a mina that we should be meleach the dam? That's completely crazy. Furthermore, this is just an aside, but I mean, once Rav Yehuda points out that salted dam is not roi for the mizbeach, you should know there's another thing that's not roi for the mizbeach, and that's avorim that were already roasted up before and are put as a barbecue, and now you want to put them up on the mizbeach, they are not going to be oila because they cannot create a reach nichoach because, as Naftali insists, the wolves don't eat and the lions, they don't eat the barbecue, and that this was his mucker all along. So therefore, since it's not a reach nichoach on the mizbeach, therefore you can't bring it up. So how would I have thought that you should be moleach dam? Because mal de tema, I might have thought moleach dam doesn't mean to really give it a lot of salt. I would have thought take one little grain of salt and put it in just to be mekayim the mitzvah. Obviously, that's not going to postulate. It's not even going to be detectable. So I might have thought mishtabah mashu la mitzvah biyama, just to be yotze this mitzvah. A mash malon, that it actually doesn't need any melach, even to be yotze the mitzvah. Okay, Rabosa, an exciting evening. Whew, a complex kind of limud, but it's good to see it all working out. Wow. Okay. Kol tov. Laila tov.
Motzi Shabbos.
Tuati eftach v'lo efchad. Kol tov. Don't forget, this is the last night that you can do Kiddush Levana. So if you haven't gotten Kiddush Levana in, now is the time. Shavua tov u'mevorach.